The race for the Democratic presidential nomination goes on, with two more primaries today in Kentucky and Oregon. And while Hillary Clinton says the race is not over until everyone has a chance to vote, there are indications that Barack Obama may reach an important milestone today. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson is with us. And Mara, tell us about this milestone, a majority of pledged delegates.
That's right. There are 3,254 pledged delegates up for grabs. Obama now is at 1,610. He needs 17 more to get to 1,628, which would be half. And he certainly should get them tonight. There are about 103 delegates available tonight. He certainly should get 17 of those. And overall, he has 1,917 total delegates. Hillary Clinton has 1,721, so he's 196 ahead of her and only 108 away from the 2,025 he needs to get the nomination. It's always worth reviewing the math on Tuesday nights. But he is not going to declare victory tonight, and that's very important. He's told everybody in his campaign not to do that. This is not a victory celebration. It's merely this milestone.
Now, you noted the Tuesday nights. It starts to feel a bit like Groundhog Day these Tuesdays. There have been so many Tuesdays just like this one. But anything unique that we should be looking for in tonight's results out of Kentucky or Oregon?
Well, tonight's primaries are really mirror image primary states. On the one hand, Oregon looks very good for Obama because it's filled with those Starbucks Democrats, affluent, educated Democrats that have been really good for him. He held a rally on Sunday in Portland. 75,000 people were there. Now, big rallies haven't always been a sign of success for Obama. But the question tonight is, can he do better among Walmart Democrats, the Hillary voters? And that is what Kentucky is filled with. She's been campaigning there, smaller crowds, but very, very devoted voters for her, particularly women. So Kentucky is a lot like West Virginia. She should do very well there. And Obama has been really trying to make inroads with those white working class voters. In Kentucky, he's been using a flyer emphasizing his Christian faith. Even after all of the Reverend Wright controversy, still a large number of people think he is a Muslim. So he's been working on that deficit.
Now, Hillary Clinton, as we said, insists that the race is not over. However, the tone of her campaign seems to have been changing.
I think the tone of the whole campaign has changed. She is not attacking him directly at all. She certainly is saying the race isn't over, but there's no rancor anymore. Obama, for his part, mentions Hillary Clinton only to praise her. And then he uses the past tense, as in, she has run a magnificent race. He really has his sights set on McCain now, even as he campaigns in the remaining primary states. And also, there's an effort underway behind the scenes to unify the party. There's this joint fundraising agreement between the campaigns. There's also going to be a fundraising event in New York City on May 31st, honoring Al Gore, hosted by Howard Dean, but co-chaired by Maureen White, a big Hillary Clinton fundraiser, and Orrin Kramer, big Obama fundraiser. So this is really the beginning of detente between the campaigns.
And very quickly, Mara, just look ahead. What's next on the calendar?
Puerto Rico, June 1st, then Montana and South Dakota on June 3rd. That's it. No more primaries, but the DNC Rules and Bylaws Committee meets on May 31st to decide the Michigan and Florida problem. Of course, if Obama is way ahead by then, it might not be much of a showdown because he could be magnanimous and just give her delegates then. But they have to solve that problem, and they are going to meet at the end of the month to do
that. NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Thanks so much, Mara.
Thank you, Michelle.
And you can follow results of today's primaries at npr.org.